House Republicans advance bill banning males from competing in female sports. By Hannah Blow on March 10, 2023. House Republicans are advancing legislation which would prevent biological males from competing in female sports as well as ensure parental rights in education. The Education and Workforce Committee this week advanced two bills, H.R. 5, the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, as well as H.R.734, Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2023, to the House floor. The first bill, H.R. 5, aims to ensure the rights of parents are honored and protected in the nation's public schools. The bill itself, unveiled by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and House Republicans earlier this month, lists several parental rights, including the right to review their child's school curriculum, the right to know if the state alters the state's challenging state academic standards, the right to see a list of the books and other reading materials in the library of their child's school, the right to see the school's budget and expenditures, and more. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, or your wealth, when you have a child that is the most important thing in your life. One thing we know in this country, education is the great equalizer. We want the parents to feel empowered, and that's what we're doing here, said McCarthy said at the time. The committee also advanced H.R.734, Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act of 2023, which specifically amends the Education Amendments of 1972 to provide that for purposes of determining compliance with Title IX of such act in athletics, sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth, per the bill. It shall be a violation of subsection A, for a recipient of federal financial assistance who operates, sponsors, or facilitates athletic programs or activities to permit a person whose sex is male to participate in an athletic program or activity that is designated for women or girls. The bill states, recognizing sex is strictly based on an individual's reproductive biology and genetics at the time of birth. It continues. Nothing in this subsection shall be construed to prohibit a recipient from permitting males to train or practice with an athletic program or activity that is designated for women or girls so long as no female is deprived of the roster spot on a team or sport, opportunity to participate in a practice or competition, scholarship, admission to an educational institution, or any other benefit that accompanies participating in the athletic program or activity. The federal move comes as individual states have taken the matter into their own hands, banning biological males from competing in female sports as the Biden administration promotes gender confusion and pushes woke gender ideology on both parents and their children. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., for instance, signed a bill protecting women's sports in 2021. In Florida, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports, DeSantis said at the time. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has followed suit. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump has vowed to bring an end to the chemical, physical and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one, should he win the presidency in 2024, announcing in January that he would also ask Congress to pass a bill establishing male and female as the only genders recognized in the U.S., assigned at the time of birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, Trump stated. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender.